It's the unknown. Unknown. It's the unknown. Unknown preacher.
Luke 6:35-36. But love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, because He is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful.
Heavenly Father, we come to you today with humble hearts. We seek your guidance and your voice as we prepare to hear the word. We ask that you open our minds, soften our hearts, and diminish the noise of the world around us. Let nothing pull us away from you, Lord. Today, God, today we're diving into the powerful subject of forgiveness. And this is a word so simple to say, but sometimes so hard to live out. You know how difficult this is. You know the hurt it causes, you know, the hurts we carry, you know, the bitterness that we've attempted to bury. But you also know the healing that forgiveness brings. So Lord, speak clearly today. Heal those who healed before and need healing again. Heal those who are still in need of being healed. Put together what has been broken. We know that your love conquers all. And Lord, that I ask you this, I ask you to use me. Let every word I say be guided by your spirit. This is not to impress, not to entertain, but to transfer hearts and minds for your glory. We thank you and proclaim all things in your name. The name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So that song you heard was I Am a Man of God. That was my group, the group that started my spiritual and musical journey years ago. Jozaz, Jesus, OZ, and AZ. Man, praise God. I'm just thankful that we are joining back together, collaborating in the name of Jesus. He is first in every piece of work we put out. So the band is back together again. Lisa, thank you for that scripture reading. Luke, personally, my favorite gospel. Luke was the only known Gentile writer in the New Testament, and Paul referred to Luke as the beloved physician. His gospel is probably the most detailed out of the four. And he was a travel companion to Paul. And not only did he give us this gospel, but he gave us the book of Acts too. And all throughout Luke, we see Jesus helping people who are hurting, giving attention to the outcast, the bleeding woman, and others who are overlooked. Definitely a gospel that shows us that no one is invisible to God. And this passage that we're going over today is no different. Amen. Amen. So last week, I had the opportunity to watch the latest Superman movie. And let me just say, I really enjoyed it. So the movie was set in a world that already has superheroes, and this Superman isn't battling other super beings per se. He's wrestling with real identity, more clarity, and the weight of the world. So things look very different in this Superman. But my point this morning is that this Superman chooses tenderness, empathy, and moral conviction over evil. His greatest power isn't his strength by far. It's choosing kindness when it's unpopular. And when you go back to Luke and we look at what Jesus said, this movie is merely echoing what Christ wants us to embody. Jesus said, "Blessed are the merciful, not weak, but merciful." And we all know this. Jesus wants us to love our enemies, not because they deserve it, but he commands it. We know this. But as long as you're holding grudges, as long as you're returning that negative energy, you're depriving yourself of mercy. You're depriving yourself of God's grace. You're depriving yourself from heaven's rewards. And I know, because we're human, we want justice. We want fairness. We want revenge. But vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Justice belongs to God. Who are we? In this text, Jesus was speaking to a crowd of disciples and ordinary people from all over Judea, Jerusalem, and Gentile regions. But one thing, one additional note to this is that skeptics and Pharisees were also listening. See, this was an opportunity for Jesus to challenge everything that had been taught about power and justice. See, to the Pharisees, power came from religious status and obedience to the law. And justice was about retribution. An eye for an eye is what justice looked like to them. If someone sinned, they deserved punishment. Now here comes Jesus telling them that mercy comes before judgment. We should love our enemies instead of punishing them. Blessings to the poor and not the rich. And the big one, sinners and outcasts can enter. Let me say this again. Sinners and outcasts can enter the kingdom of God before religious leaders. Some eventually were convinced, but most resisted. But Jesus used truth, love, and power to challenge and expose their philosophy. He called out their motives like greed. He questioned the religious system, and he shared parables to shake things up. And in this passage, God is telling us that revenge shifts your focus from God to yourself. He's telling us that worrying about someone winning or getting over on you consumes mental and emotional energy. Putting justice in your own hands can harden your heart. Know that God doesn't need your help when it comes to retribution. He doesn't need my help. He can do whatever he pleases. He doesn't need this, but Jesus wants your heart to stay free. The truth of the matter is God can do whatever it is much better than we can ever imagine. Amen. Let's look at Peter. Peter was quick-tempered, reactionary, and some Bible scholars and scripture supports the fact that he was prideful at times, like many of us. Amen. And in Matthew 18, verses 21 and 22, Peter asked Jesus a question that many of us are familiar with. Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times? Jesus said, not seven times, but 77 times. Not seven times, but 77 times. Wow. Peter thought like many of us think. I gave that person one chance and they blew it. I gave them another chance and they blew it again. Then I was foolish enough to do it a third time. Three strikes and you're out, right? In fact, Jewish law before Jesus required one to forgive someone else three times. That's why Peter thought he was doing more than enough by saying seven times. But Jesus is telling us to stop counting. There is no limit. Forgiveness should be a way of life. Being kind should be the norm. Loving your enemy should be second nature. I'm not saying it's not natural to want to revenge want to avenge or want to see revenge. It's instinctive after someone hurts you, after you're betrayed or disrespected. But Jesus can help. He can heal. He's a healer of wounds. And with Jesus, we can rise above revenge. People should see your reaction when someone commits an injustice and say, wow, how in the world did he or did she do it? That couldn't be me. But it can. Through Jesus, it can. Jesus was beaten, spat on, nailed to the cross, but he did something that we can and we should never forget. He forgave them. And if he can forgive people who nailed him to a cross, surely I can forgive Miss Baker for lying on me. If he can demonstrate that form of forgiveness, I can forgive little Johnny for telling the boss I left work early. Amen. We think it's not fair or too much or almost impossible, but if we just give it to Jesus, if we start by being honest with God, Lord, I can't forgive him yet. This is the first step, not just for forgiveness, but for our healing. But some of us don't want to heal. Let me say that again. Some of us don't want to heal. You want to stay angry. You want that person to suffer or feel what you felt, but you're not hurting them. You're hurting yourself. Let it go. If you can't forgive, ask God for the grace to want to forgive. Ask God, help me want to forgive. This can lead to that transformation. If you're saying it just won't happen, it will. Words are powerful. Remember, it's a process. Remember, it's a process. No one is saying that we should minimize what happened to you. Again, we're human. No one's saying that it shouldn't hurt. And I look at it similarly or comparable to our quest for salvation. It's a spiritual journey, right? It's about mercy. It's about grace. There was a time when this just, it didn't make sense to me either. I mean, you get to curse me. You get to lie on me. You get to stab me in the back and I'm supposed to forgive. I should show mercy. I should show grace. I should forget about this and move on. It didn't make sense. But God. See, God won't change what you're looking at, but he will change how you see it. When you seek his help, he gives us spiritual eyes. And this includes eyes of grace. But without God, we see through the lens of pride. I can't let people think I'm weak. And no one can see me as a pushover. In Luke, it says, but love your enemies, do good to them. See, unsaved men can love those who love them. That's easy. There's nothing impactful about it. It's natural behavior. But can you love someone who hates you? Can you pick someone up who puts you down? Can you give to someone who wants you to have nothing. And Jesus said, lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Banks lend you money because there's this thing called interest, right? But if you lend and don't expect anything in return, you're making it clear to the world. Make no mistake, because only a Christian can show such kindness. And because Jesus was kind to the wicked and ungrateful, and we're supposed to be Christ-like, shouldn't we also be kind to the ungrateful and the wicked? Nelson Mandela was a Black South African anti-apartheid activist. And he spent 27 years in prison under the white minority regime for opposing apartheid. And all of us know that this was a brutal system, a system of racial segregation and oppression, right? But when Mandela was released in 1990, many expected. Many just knew he would seek revenge. Instead, doing what was expected, instead of retaliating, Mandela chose to reconcile. Mandela chose to forgive. In 1994, he became South Africa's first Black president, a position that could have facilitated vengeance, right? Instead, Mandela led the country through this peaceful transition. Nelson Mandela said, as I walked out the door toward the gate that would lead to my freedom, I knew if I didn't leave my bitterness and hatred behind, I'd be in prison. See, we're in bondage as long as we hold on. If we can't leave our bitterness and hatred behind, we're in bondage. We'll never be free. Instead of exercising power, he invited his former jailers to his presidential inauguration. Instead of being divisive, he supported the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, a commission which allowed victims and perpetrators to speak openly. Often face to face, with the goal of truth and forgiveness, not punishment. Instead of condemning the white minority, he even wore the jersey of the South African national rugby team, once a symbol of white pride. And Mandela wore that jersey to unify the country. Mandela had every reason to seek revenge, yet he chose unity and peace. Let me say that again. Mandela had every reason to seek revenge, yet he chose unity and peace. His forgiveness changed the course of an entire nation. Man. Mandela was a real world champion, a true example of forgiveness. And we know who the epitome of forgiveness is. So the question is, can you forgive? I know it hurts. I know you're in pain. I know you want justice. Let it go. So no matter what, be kind. See, Jesus showed us how to be kind when he washed the feet of Judas. He showed us how to be kind when he healed the servant's ear. He showed us how to be kind when they mocked and slapped him. He showed us how to forgive when Peter denied him three times. He showed us how to forgive when they beat and spat on him. He showed us how to forgive when they placed a crown of thorns on his head. He showed us how to forgive when he was forced to carry his own cross. He showed us how to forgive when they nailed him to that cross. He showed us how to forgive when the criminal on the other cross repented. Jesus showed us how to forgive when he prayed, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." He showed us. Were we paying attention? Love your enemies. Do good to them and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great and you will be children of the Most High, because he is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Amen. Don't forget to follow the Unknown Preacher LA podcast. We're on all podcast platforms.
It's the unknown. Unknown. It's the unknown. Unknown Preacher.